Well, good morning. I'm Jeremy, and I've got the privilege of talking to you for about 10 minutes this morning, and I'm hoping to have as much impact as the preacher did have yesterday. What do you reckon? So I've got quite a lot to actually pack into this sermon. We've got four different things to talk about. We've got Pentecost, and you've heard all about Pentecost and the birthday of the church. We've also got something called Thy Kingdom Come. So as Christians across the world, we've been praying through a program, if you like, called Thy Kingdom Come. And we're going to hear from the congregation about, hopefully, some of the praying they've been done around Thy Kingdom Come. And we've also got, of course, to remember the royal wedding, haven't we? And the pleasure and enjoyment of that. And most importantly, we've also got baptism. So that's quite a lot to fit into 35 minutes, isn't it? It's all right. It won't be that long. All right. So who watched the royal wedding? People watched the royal wedding? Yeah, everyone at the back, none of the baptism party watched it at all? Yeah. It was fantastic, wasn't it? I thought it was wonderful. And it was a really happy occasion and a real wonderful start to that marriage, wasn't it? They're really in love. And I thought just such a momentous event for England, for the United States, and for the royal family as well. And central to that was the theme of the importance of marriage, the commitment of marriage, and that God is love. And that great sermon, I thought, from the preacher. So all happy, all hopeful, all positive. In the same way, we've had a wonderful baptism this morning, haven't we? As we've blessed these children and look forward to a life that they're going to have. A great start, a happy moment. But we know in the back of our minds that there's a different reality, isn't there, in the world today? I don't know about you, as you watched the royal wedding, did you think a bit about some of the marriages that hadn't worked out in the royal family over the years? I don't know about the children we've got here being baptised. Are they good all the time? Good all the time? No? Are they going to be good for the rest of their lives as a result of the baptism? No, not are they, unfortunately. So we know that the reality of the world is that everything isn't perfect. Everything isn't lovely. And as Christians, we believe there's actually a spiritual battle going on in the world today. It's a battle between that love, the positive goodness of God, and the evil and the destruction of what we call the devil. Last week, I read a bit of a story about illustrating this spiritual battle that's going on. And I started the story and I said I'd finish it today, didn't I, everybody? Well, I'm going to summarise the end. I'm not going to tell you the whole lot. If you want to read the book, you'll have to come and see me. So we talked about this idea of an evil spirit, a really horrible evil spirit, trying to get through the door of a church. And he just managed to put his arm through the door, but he couldn't get through. And then the story goes on to say he was furious and he whisked back away from the church, whizzed around the tower, and then fired towards the door with absolute fury and bashed through the door of the church. And in the church, there were two angels with flaming swords who cut him down and destroyed him. And he burst into the white light and disappeared. And they, whee, yes, that's it. Yes. And it's an illustration. And what the angel said was, wow, that was a spirit. What was it? Was it a spirit of fear? Was it a spirit of lust? What was it? Well, whatever it was one of the small ones, they said. So that's the story, but we've talked a lot in the baptism today about good and evil, haven't we? And how you've made commitments and promises to support the children that are baptised today. But there will be that time that comes, that testing time that will come. It will come for the bridal couple from yesterday, won't it? It will come in different ways. The temptations of the world, of different relationships, we know what's caused them to fail before. In the same way for the children here today, as they grow up, they won't always do the right thing. So they'll be looking to you to be the example of how they should live. There'll be easy things that you can correct in their lives, like when they want to put their foot on the table at dinner time. But there are other more complex things, aren't they, that they will have to navigate. And it is a battle between good and evil. And we have a responsibility to support these children. And you have a responsibility in prayer and in the lives and examples that you live. And in the same way, we're trying to support the royal couple in having a wonderful marriage. So we all have a place to play in this. And we've been talking this week about Thy Kingdom Come. Because prayer, that cheer you gave for those angels defeating the evil spirits, prayer is part of that battle. And if we're not praying, if we're not involved in that battle, then we're not playing our part in bringing good into the world. So I'm hoping that some of our congregation have done a little bit of praying during the week and are prepared to share a little about what they prayed about and what that kingdom come has meant to them. So, who's going to be brave? Normally nobody says anything for a while, and then once we get going, people then got all excited and we get a few more people. So, is anyone going to be first? I'm going to have to pick on somebody otherwise. Anyone pray this week? None of you prayed this week? This is a bit concerning. Yeah, some of you prayed. Who's prayed this week? Yay, Kabenga's prayed this week. Hooray! Will you share something about your prayer this week, Kabenga? Or Falaki?
So I made a commitment last week to pray for my friends. So there's a group of people from work that I go out with once in a while, and I committed to praying for each one of them every day. Which is a good reminder. I mean, I do pray for them once in a while, but just being able to focus on it was a good thing to do.
Fantastic, and that's part of winning that spiritual battle for our friends. Anyone else pray this week at all? Yeah, Diana did. Good. Would you share?
I too named five people in my family that I'm very caring for them. So I decided that every time in the morning when I go for my shower, I would pray for all five of them. And it's something I do every day. And it just is the trigger now to commit them to the Lord and pray that they will come to know the love of Jesus.
Thank you, Dana. That's great. And has someone else prayed? This is good.
I prayed for all the people collecting the Christian aid this week. We all find it very difficult, and we just need the courage to do it, and I think we all did.
Thank you, Mary. Anyone else? Anyone else want to share? That's brilliant. Thank you. So we played our part this week in that Thy Kingdom Come with Christians across the world. But what about the other thing that I haven't really talked much about, Pentecost? Where does that come in? Well, I gave you that illustration of that evil spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the good side of the spiritual world. And as we heard in our reading, Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, said, I'm going to send my spirit. And once he'd gone to heaven, the Holy Spirit came, and that could be everywhere in the world. And the Holy Spirit is here today. And here's the way that we can be helped to do the right thing, to be good. Because I don't know about you, we all have our challenges, don't we, in life? And there's things that tempt us, that take us in a different direction. What is it for you? There'll be something for all of us. Will it be another relationship that could take us away from the commitment we've made in love? Is it our careers, which mean we sacrifice our family relationships for ambition or money? What's it going to be for you? What is it? Because there'll be something there. And God knows what that is. And it may feel at times like there's a spiritual force that takes you away from what you know is good. And there is. There is a spiritual force that will pull you away from what is good. But the good news of Pentecost is Jesus has defeated evil, and the Holy Spirit is there to help us in that battle. And we can't do the right thing just by ourselves. But if we commit ourselves to that relationship with Jesus, if we ask the Holy Spirit to help us in that battle for those flaming swords to defeat that evil, then he will help us. So my challenge to you, everybody today, is that I believe, Christians believe, that the best way we can live our lives, the most wonderful way we can experience the world today and have a future and eternal life is through a relationship with Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. So in a moment, we're going to pray in a hymn, asking the Holy Spirit to come. And I'm just going to share a few words from that hymn. So we're going to sing, Spirit fall on us, for we are yours. Fall on us, for we are yours. And if you don't know Jesus today, just as you sing that, just pray for the Holy Spirit to come into your life and be part of it. And if you'd like to talk to me or Pete afterwards about that, or Tony, then do speak to us. Thank you. Let's stand and sing our final hymn. Not our final hymn, our next hymn.